This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Now, your phone calls are coming up for the rest of the hour, but let me finish up with this, because I just remembered it was in my stack, and I was fumbling around for the four different articles the last 2 days of Democrats threatening and harassing and yelling at pro-lifers at pro-life rallies or conservative events. And again, the ones Friday, Sunday, and yesterday were all Hail Satan and We Love the Devil. Can you guys pull those videos up, too? They were in the last 3 days list. Because, again, that's what I'm saying. There's so much of this. There are so many Make America Great Again hat people. People wearing the hats being beat up. I can't even watch the videos anymore. There's like 10 a day that I see. And that's, you think the enemy attacking will make us fight back. No. There's a stratagem in different warfare systems. You can give it different names. But if you can get people to just get used to being attacked and submit, you can then ratchet up the attacks till they're fatal and no one cares. So it's getting bad. But this particular scumbag, this representative, gets to be on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere, and publish video where he attacks young women, calling them all sorts of names, saying he's going to dox them and send people to his houses. What a pig creature. Brian Sims, this is a representative in Pennsylvania. Look at this bully. Look at this bully boy. But see, he's gay, so it's like Tim Cook's gay, so he can run slave factories in China. I don't give a rat's behind what you're shoving up your butt. The point is it doesn't give you a little halo to harass people. Here it is.
Representative Brian Sims here, and I am outside the Planned Parenthood at Southeastern Pennsylvania. Oh, no, they're leaving now. What we've got here is
a bunch of protesters. A bunch of pseudo-Christian protesters who've been out attacking young girls for being here.
Hi.
And so here's the deal. I've got $100 to anybody who will identify any of these three.
So we're
going to donate to Planned Parenthood.
Babies.
I'm going to donate to Planned Parenthood.
And
so look, a bunch of white people standing up in front of a Planned Parenthood, shaming people. Nothing Christian at all about what you're doing. Hi, nothing Christian or loving or godly about what you're doing. So I've got $100 to anybody who will identify. $100. See if you got some friends out here. $100. It'd be easier if you just give me your name and your address.
Rich,
where are you from?
Lansdale.
Rich, what makes you think that it's your job to tell women what's right for their bodies? And the truth is, I'm not really asking.
Now they want to kill the babies after they're born. Well, you have a free speech right. So now he wants to dox people. So here's another woman who's just coming in to talk to Planned Parenthood, where they can tell them they get hundreds of thousands of dollars for their babies on adoption, but they don't want you to know there's a bigger market for adoption than abortion. They want the babies dead. Like the black member of the Louisiana Senate said, we got to kill these black babies before they get born. I have to kill them later if I cue that up. But here he is going after the lady, calling her all sorts of names.
Of Planned Parenthood, shaming people for something that they have a constitutional right to do.
Yes, it's 1974.
You can pray at home for children. It's probably the same place that you can feed a child, but you're not. Instead, you're out here shaming people for something that they have a constitutional right to do. Who'd have thought that an old white lady would be out in front of a Planned Parenthood telling people what's right for their bodies? Shame on
that
you.
That evil white lady would kill the black babies.
Your face at the same time that you're shaming other people.
There's the difference.
Again,
pause for a minute. This thug has a right to harass this lady on the street as free speech. She's involved in political action. She can be harassed to the point she gets in her car. The young ladies he tried to dox, that's really a terroristic stalking event and is illegal in basically any jurisdiction. Especially if somebody gets hurt. If somebody acts on. But he's acting like they're bad for being out. And if you try to go out to Planned Parenthood, I've seen this on Facebook or Twitter, and you try to just nicely talk about the babies and how they're viable, you get banned because that's hateful because you're trying to get rid of somebody's right. Man, these authoritarians are incredible. The left wants children dead and wants their organs harvested. Let's go out to break with this thug.
That protect me, protect you, and that's okay. You're allowed to be out here. That doesn't mean that you have a moral right to be out here. Shame on you. What you're doing here is disgusting. This is wrong. You have no business being out here.
You have no business being out here.
disgusting. So do me a favor, please. If you're watching this, Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania is one of the most heavily protested.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Woo! You know, I grabbed this off an old TV's greatest hits music that I bought in like 1990 or something. And it's not the best quality. I heard a Hawaii 5-0 of this on YouTube the other day. We should re-download and play where it just sounds so crisp and so good. Except that big band song. It's kind of a redo of the music they had in the 20s and 30s and 40s. Imagine a 30-piece band playing something like this. Crank it up. Kendall Sims and I'm a Garrett. See, everything in the news, and this is about you, it's not about me, is how I'm a loser, how I'm failing, how I'm being banned on this, how I'm being sued for that. All, like, if you're Americana, if you believe in freedom, if you believe in the right to keep and bear arms, if you believe in God and family, you're losing. No, I'm winning. And our audience is winning. We are the tip of the spear. We are the vaunted 1776 worldwide. And I don't tell you that to puff you up, folks. Came out in Big League Politics 45 minutes ago that Hillary Clinton is quarterbacking by deplatforming her staff members. Of course she is. She's still planning to run. Or at least broker some convention deal like she's the kingmaker. That's why they're trying to shut us down. That's why they're censoring so much to kill populism. I've got the German president came out and said, censor all the populists from America to Germany. Shut them up or our New World Order is going to fail. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls for the rest of the hour, right now, asking what does Trump need to do, but what are we going to do? So I can tell you right now, I got busy yesterday, didn't go in there with my writers, didn't get some of the older InfoWars.com posters where we've had operations where we put the posters up, people print them off in black and white or in color, and just say, vaccines can kill, research it for yourself, InfoWars.com. Well, the insert says they can kill you. You put those up around town, it's going to be on the news. You get people to read the inserts. You get people to visit InfoWars.com. You save lives. Or it's okay to be Alex Jones or free Alex Jones. InfoWars.com. They'll cover that in a local leftist area like Satan landed. You'll get all the local news covering it. You'll dominate. These are the fun things to do. These are the good things to do. I can't tell you how many people have called me, written me letters that said, you know, I took a vaccine when I was 14. It almost killed me. But despite that, we gave our newborn son rounds of shots. And at 18 months, he went into a convulsions and has been in a coma for 2 years. I wish I'd have seen your flyers before, but I put up 500 of them in St. Louis last week. And I had some people thanking me and some threatening me. That's a real phone call I got. And, you know, I've been asked by people around here not to tell these stories, and I won't. But let me just tell you something. You need to stand up. and I know you are. But instead of just listening, I know most of you are taking action. We need to create a whole smattering, make it easy for you. Or maybe people can send in to showtips at InfoWars.com. Ooh, that's the answer. Images that are, what's the size of a piece of paper? I forget what these are. What are these? 8.5 by 11. That's all you got to do. And you can just say, vaccines kill. And then just say, it's known that you can get learned immunity from attenuated viruses and bacteria. But it's admitted in the lengthy inserts that come with the shots that are never given to the patients by the nurses or doctors, that it can give you hundreds of different disorders, including cancer, Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, and death. And it can cause type 1 diabetes. It eats your pancreas. I mean, that's in the damn inserts. Now, I mean, I'm not a Mr. Angel Cakes here. But you know what? When I see pregnant women in the grocery store with their husband, I have this thing about not messing with a woman out with her husband. And, you know, obviously she's taken, she's pregnant. It's creepy if a guy walks over to some woman in the ice cream aisle, you know, and she's wanting some ice cream because she's 9 months pregnant. And I just say, hey, listen, I'm not getting in your business because I want anything or I'm with any group. I've got children, and I wish somebody would have warned me and my family early on and warned others. I have a lot of friends that have had their kids hurt and died. Don't believe me. Ask for the insert with the vaccines. And almost every time, the woman and their husband say, either, oh, we know you. We're debating her mom or my dad about that. Or, no, we got friends that, yeah. Well, I went into Walgreens and they gave me a fact sheet. And it said it was fine, but you're right. There's an insert. I'm like, yeah. Well, do you know about the vaccine damage court they set up in 1984 to cover up millions of brain damage? And they're like, no. If there was a well out in the, let's say, the desert, and wagon trains were coming through, and there was a little town before you went into the desert and, you know, went down through Nevada into Utah, and you knew that 20 miles out there, there was a spring that people might think was good that had arsenic in it, you'd probably ride out there and put a sign up saying don't drink that water. Just because it's a normal thing, it's what you'd do. And you'd be still worried when you saw a sweet family coming through that sometimes those signs blow over. And you'd say, hey, listen, out at Dry Gulch about 15 miles through the valley, off the road, you'll see water. Don't drink it or give it to your horses. It's bad water, bitter water. Make sure you take plenty of water with you before you go to the valley. Humans are supposed to not be busybodying, tattling on their neighbors for crap to the government, but you're supposed to be helping each other. And I get so exhausted. I'm going to your calls next segment. So exhausted being here on air and after I make all the decisions and do all these things, that I have only so many decisions I can make during the day, and then my brain goes, it's done. But I commit that just as a symbol of what needs to be done, we're going to put these posters up in the next few days. We're going to send in your posters, whatever political idea or slogan or thing you have, and we'll post them all up to InfoWars.com on a page. People can download them and print them. And then let's all just, whether small town, whether you're in England or New Zealand or Mexico or the U.S., wherever you are, let's go print those suckers off and let Zuckerberg and let Apple and all their slave factories in China, let them know, man, you may think you control this universe, but you don't control the third dimension, and you're not going to stop us from getting the truth out. Do you understand me? It's simple. When you go out to a lake and there's rocks in certain spots, they place buoys on them. But in this modern world, they've removed all the buoys. And they tell you, take all the psychotropics, smoke all the marijuana, do whatever you want, have a good time. And I'm a libertarian. I think you shouldn't go to prison for it, but let me explain something. I have known in the last 30 years about a third of the people that smoke marijuana on a routine basis become schizophrenic. And I talked about that in court one time when they brought up, do I ever smoke marijuana? And I said, yeah, about once a year to test it. And everybody thought that was funny. I don't like it. I don't like feeling fear. I never feel fear unless I smoke marijuana. Then I get all paranoid. A lot of folks have that effect. But I said that marijuana in some studies is up to 60 to 70, sometimes 100 times stronger than, say, Mexican brown weed folks were smoking in the 60s. Had to smoke two joints to get a buzz. This isn't the marijuana George Washington was smoking his pipe for a toothache. It's got a lot of great effects. It is a brain-damaging weapon now. Schizophrenia and marijuana, trigger or treatment? And, folks, I know so many people who become full-blown paranoid lunatics on marijuana. Now, I'm going to take your calls in the last segment with the marijuana stuff. But just like I told you 20-something years ago, aspartame is eating people's brains. It was in the study. This is serious. And the marijuana is genetically engineered now. It's weaponized. And you can take one hit of the stuff they sell in California at corner stores, and you can't get out of your chair for an hour. This stuff is narcotics, period.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everyone knows, even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going right to your phone calls right now. And then I'm going to get later in the next segment, just for a minute or so. Nigel Farage has been attacked all over the European Union, in the Financial Times of London, in The Guardian. That's right, for association with good old Alex Jones. Because now that Facebook has waved their magic wand and said I'm a terrorist and an anti-Semite, well, anyone I ever talked to is. See how the lie just dominoes. What a criminal group of people. Right now, let's go to phone calls. We're going to get to everybody on the board here. Let's go to Bree. Bree calling from the great state of Somalia. I'm sorry, the great state of Saudi Arabia. I'm sorry, the great state of Minnesota. You're on the air. Welcome, Bree.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, so I think one thing that's really important here is we're trying to get people informed about what's going on, and between censorship and people not getting accurate information, I think it's really important for people to continue to connect with each other on an individual basis, because, you know, part of achieving their agendas is, you know, people in power separating the people from each other and creating divisiveness, and that, you know, is how they're going to get what they want. And I think in that too, there's a real opportunity to find common language, and specifically, you know, comes to mind when you have people advocating for abortion rights. There's the slogan of, you know, my body, my choice, hands off my body. Well, how about hands off my brain, hands off my mind? I have a real problem with people saying what ideas are appropriate for my, you know, feeble lady brain to be consuming.
That's, I was about to say, how elitist, how cultic is it to have Facebook and others saying you can't say Alex Jones, you can't look at his site unless it's negative, you're too weak-minded, we, the elite, are going to tell you what you can see. That is so cultic.
It's ridiculous, and it's a completely an affront to our freedom of speech and our constitution and what our country was built on. And a precious price has been paid for us to live in a land with those rights. I mean, every soldier, sailor, and Marine who's ever sacrificed, served, has paid a price to uphold that for you. Every person in parts of the world who has been born, lived, and died under bondage, true bondage and oppression, not mild inconvenience and offense.
No, you're right. It is totally over the top. For me, what is it like to watch all those newscasts, CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, saying, ban them, shut them up, gag them. And a lot of times they say they want us arrested. They want us imprisoned. They are flaming authoritarians.
It's awful. And we have to stand up for each other, not just those that we agree with, but you have to reach out and express that you're standing up for all people's right to say what they want, because it's...
Well, Bree, it sounds like you're a classical Americana liberal. We don't have room for you. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. It's just crazy how in America this is, how dangerous it is. Communist China last January, almost a year and a half ago now, praised the, quote, fake news movement and banning conservatives and people. I mean, it's insane. Again, the German president just came out and said, ban all populists. Just ban everybody. Incredible. Let's go ahead and talk to another fine lady. Kristen in the great state of Governor Cuomo. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm a listener for the last 3 years. I love your show.
Thank you for
love
calling.
Love what you stand for.
Thank you, ma'am.
I just want to answer you. You put out the question about what can we do? How do we get to Trump? What do we need to get these techno crap companies under control? Well, one thing we need is term limits for all these people who make a life out of serving people that they don't serve. They get money. They have backdoor deals. We have no say in our government. I live in New York. I am surrounded by people who think that they know what the Constitution stands for. And it's a disgrace. And I'm ready to leave. But I have my family. I have my job. And it really...
No, I understand. I mean, I saw numbers that 42% of people living in New York City, they said they want to get out in the next year. Something like 30% of the people in the state. It's a beautiful state in many areas. A great American pastime. New York, when I get there, I feel a lot of energy. I have a good feeling in the city. I feel like I'm going to die in L.A. and then San Francisco. But I mean, LA, New York has its evil, but it also has its good. And... You know, you saw Governor Cuomo say last year, if you're pro-life or pro-gun, get out of the state. What are they going to do as everybody that's a producer leaves? They admit it's already falling apart. What are they thinking? He just legalized killing already born babies.
That's right. And we're a pro-gun family. We're a pro-constitution family. My family's been here for generations. Why do I have to leave? Why doesn't he represent the people he's supposed to be serving? All of us, not just the select that he takes money from and has deals with.
Did you see when they signed that bill to kill babies after they're born, how he and others literally almost had an orgasm and smiled and laughed like they just want to be
clapping and cheering? Who are they? What are they cheering for? The decimation?
It was a demonic celebration. He looked like the gremlins from I Am Legend. Remember that Tom Cruise movie?
Yes.
They literally go, ha, 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 ha. It's going to be fleet as pie when I kill that unicorn. That baby, that innocent. I mean, they are the archetypal demons. You cannot. But, you know, there's a consensus forming that they're demons. Everybody I know now, everybody from you name it, goes, they're demons. They're literal demons. I know people that were atheists who now believe that these people are demon possessed because they used to know people who were normal liberals. And now they're like, I like to kill babies. I mean, what do you think's happened to these people?
I think that I agree with you. I think they are possessed. I think there's something really going on under the whole spiritual realm, and we are in trouble. And if we don't stick together and we can't get the word to Trump, we need some kind of an executive order that puts some of these politicians will get on it, and they will serve for term limits. But the rest of them will never vote for term limits when it's their job on the line. I mean, look at what they do. They make a lifetime, 35 years in Congress, 40 years. What is this? It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. And we need these people.
Oh, and here's the deal. We're not just demonizing them. I go to Democratic events, and I used to go to Democrat events when I was anti-war, which I still am, if it's offensive, and I wasn't for the Republicans or the Democrats. And they were still a little neurotic and a little weird and worshiping radical Islam and still pro-abortion, and like the men were all real weird and the women were weird. But still, there wasn't an open demonicness. There were some nice people. You go to Democrat events now, you're like, are we at a body snatcher convention? Because, I mean, they're almost all look like they escaped from a mental institution. I don't feel good seeing them like that. I don't feel elitist. Something happened to them.
I think they're all on medication. I think they're all under pharmaceutical medication, and they are being controlled. I can't even have conversation with some family members. They're out of control. They can't sit down and have a normal conversation based on facts, discussing things that are important. What if the founding fathers never sat down and had a conversation? Our country would never be what it is today. And this is what a disgrace it's become. It's become, you can't talk about politics. You can't talk about religion. You can't. What am I supposed to talk about? The Kardashians? This is important? This is not important. And this is what they've made our country into. It's almost a partial joke, and I'm sad to say that because I love America and I love my country, and I feel like it's being stolen from us right from under our feet. Right from under our feet. And I'm fed up, and I know many people are fed up, but some people...
No, I hear you, ma'am. Look, this is a power cult. They will end up getting defeated. There you go. That's what average Democrats look like right there on screen. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
We must destroy the enemy.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the deep earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogens, and what you have, the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Existence of this broadcast is an affront.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Last night, a little angel came dancing to my door.
Last night, a little dancer, she came dancing to my door. Last night, the little angel, she came pumping on my floor.
She said,
come on, baby,
I got a license for love.
And if it expires,
rain hell from above.
Be gone in a midnight hour.
We're rebels.
We're rebels, yeah.
All right, let's go to your phone calls. It's good acoustic. Billy Idol's amazing concert. Incredible. All right, what should we go to here right now? Mo, Mo, Mo. Oh, he's a listener, too. Never told you that. Let's go. I'm not going to get in the story, but I'm just telling you how popular freedom is, folks. How popular freedom is. You know, Matthew Bellamy's a huge listener. Woke him up. Had him on the show a few times. And then a couple of years after that, it doesn't matter that he's a rock star, but they do make some great music. Like that one song he does about, we never use that as bumper music. What's that famous Bellamy song, Muse song, where it's about rise up, take the power back. That was all inspired by InfoWars and his own great brain. But then they threatened his future record contracts and being able to sing at stadiums. So he renounced us. Not in a mean way. Just said, well, I'm not that now. That's fine. But Ted Nugent didn't. Ted Nugent would make $15 to $20 million more a year. Said he basically just breaks even and takes care of everybody because he can't sing at any corporate event. He has to go at VFWs or city-owned coliseums because he's pro-gun. And I'm just saying, think about what we have to pay in this country, how we have to be bankrupted to have free speech. You can't blame Bellamy. What is that new song? Uprising. Let's play some of that when we come back in the next segment. But let's go to your calls right now. Now, I just took two calls, gave them both like 10 minutes. You're awesome, folks. You're great callers. We got to give each person like a minute and a half. We won't get to everybody. So I'm going to go to Nick, who's been holding the longest, then Dave, then Keith, and I'll just go right through who's been holding the longest. Nick in Michigan, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Mr. Jones. It's an honor to talk to you. It's a first-time caller as well.
Honor to talk to you, man.
I just wanted to, you asked the question about what Trump and Congress is going to be doing, you think, about this whole big tech situation. And in my honest opinion, I know it is really, really messed up right now with that, just the silencing and everything. But I'm telling you, I think it's going to get even worse within the next 2 years.
Of course,
and I
yeah.
think once Trump is reelected, which will, God willing, happen, I do think that that's when he is going to finally make a move on it. But right now, with everything else that's going on, and I mean, there's just so much going on. And I mean, don't get me wrong.
No, I agree. That's the thinking at the White House is starting to change because they run arrogant headlines in the Atlantic that Trump's too weak. Facebook doesn't listen to him. Facebook knows it can just ignore and push Trump around. That's the headline. This is not just censorship on private platforms. It's racketeering. It's intimidation. It's letting CNN into people's phones to see what apps they have. It's a leftist terrorism with privatized NSA interfaces through these big tech companies set up by the NSA and InQtel. Our government set these all up and let private people run them. Trump hasn't been given all that info. It's why they're scared he's starting to win, because once he gets full understanding, he'll understand we've not really been a free market economy. We are quasi. We're a controlled market, free market economy. And our government and our people set all that up through DARPA. And when they become destructive of the aims of the internet and why DARPA set it up, they can be relinquished. So I hear you and I appreciate your call, but it's bigger than censorship. It's organized election meddling and racketeering. And I'm asking, what do we do? Trump must make it the central issue, or he's going to lose because they're going to engage in fraud and he won't have a grassroots to communicate when they steal it. Up next, Dave in Nevada. Dave, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you about maybe something he should do is call the bluff. Let's just let him put his tax returns out. If all these states want to let him be off the ballot because he won't return or put his tax returns out, put them out there, and then call for everybody else, because fair game is fair game.
Oh, that Democrat bill to do that's not going to go anywhere. People should be able to keep their tax returns private. They want to harass everybody he's ever done business with. He has complex tax returns because he owns real estate. Each one has to be to the jurisdiction, and it's just total harassment. What about Hillary and her foundation and $4 billion from foreign governments? How about you indict her ass? Then let's talk about his tax returns from 20 years ago, Dave. Appreciate the call. We're moving faster. I appreciate everybody calling in. Jennifer in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Good. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
We are under spiritual attack. I believe that it has to be coming from the demon side, and it's a cult. I'm not joining their cult. I'm standing up with you, Alex. I think that what you're doing is spot on. You are telling the truth. I can't even imagine the attacks that you must be under. But I believe that President Trump should attack with the law. We, as a country, agreed, and we have a law as a spiritual being, as a people, in our third dimension, as you say, we must abide by certain laws, and they are usurping the power in many ways, as you know. And there, I've lived close to Ann Arbor, Michigan, and I'm going to go to as many Democratic, all of these conventions I'm going to go, and I'm going to blast them with the InfoWars.
By the way, let me just say this over the years. I love all the states. We've always had disproportionate calls from Michigan for your population. Michigan's the second state we get calls from. Texas is number one, but it's the most second most populous. That makes sense. Michigan is just full of good people outside of Detroit. Detroit's got some good people, too. Just look at the Democrats ruin that amazing city. And just God bless you. I hear what you're saying. It's all happening, and they're racketeering, they're organized censoring, that's illegal. And, you know, I've got an article here where they're going to have a $5 billion fine, and then Facebook's allowed to spy forever illegally when they made hundreds of billions off Americans. And Republicans are saying, make it a $20 billion fine. Who cares about the damn fine? Facebook is engaged, like they bragged 3 years ago, working for the Democratic Party and other governments. They're out of control, and they lie to Congress about it. There's a thousand ways to break their back, and it's time to happen. Well, thank you very much. Let's go to another caller here, going in the order people have called in. Let's go ahead and take Keith in Michigan. See what I mean? I got all these Michigan calls. Keith, you're on the air from Michigan. Thank you, sir.
Alex Jones, it's great to talk to you. I finally got through.
Why do I get so many calls from Michigan?
Michigan kicks butt with a lot of blue-collar people here, you know?
Well, you just mean a lot of red-blooded folks like Ted Nugent.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I've been down to Texas, too. It's awesome down there. I love Austin. I worked in all around Texas. But anyways, I want to do a plug real quick. I bought the Electa Pure Pro water filter. We've got that PFAS problem up here from the Wurtsmith Air Force Base. PFAS, it's a big deal. They're finding it all over the country now.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of toxic stuff around military bases.
Yeah, and I use you guys' products every day. I use the toothpaste, mouthwash, Revival Shield, Supermail Vitality, Winter Sun every day. I've got the Alpha Power. I haven't tried it yet. I can't wait to try it. The Real Red Pill. I just ordered one of your hats, and I just got to say, I was a little reluctant to order a hat online. I thought it'd be all beat up, but no, it's got perfect form. It's the best-looking hat I've ordered. Anyways, yeah, everybody needs to come out of the closet and start wearing your apparel and let it be known that you're InfoWarriors out there.
Well, I'll be honest. You see, our designs were pretty good, but I would go with, you know, not super cheap, but mid-level hats and shirts because it was inexpensive for us. We'd sell it to you inexpensive. Now I get, like, hats that are $12 and sell them for $20. I get shirts that are $14 and sell them for $20 just because it's a good way to get the word out. So most of our apparel now is in the, like, 90% premium range, like at a mall or something. It costs $50 for these T-shirts. Because the T-shirts are costing them like $15. So thank you so much. Did you want to add something about tech censorship? We'll come back to Keith on the other side. Then we'll go to everybody else. Got a lot of crazy important points coming in about censorship. It says big tech censorship in Texas. Got a bunch of calls coming up. Stay with us.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Songs inspired by this broadcast. Made even more popular. Then, record company said, boy, you're not going anywhere if you don't shut up. He shut up, and now he's not as popular as he used to be. Listen to this song, number one. Back to your phone calls. And Paul Joseph Watts is coming up. And I say with huge news, the next shoe to drop on censorship just dropped. It's on InfoWars.com. Here's huge, powered by InfoWars.
Is in bloom the PIA transmissions will resume. Now try to push, try to keep us all down, down, all down. But we will never see the truth around. Another promise, another scene, another a package like to keep us trapped in greed. All the green bells wrapped around our minds, an endless red tape to keep the truth confined.
Keep the truth confined. What's happening right now? They will not force us. You will not control us. The will is strong for one that's only off of our V for Victory campaign. Our real power, the gift I was given by God when I started this 25 years ago, God told me, you're going to go out and speak the truth, there'll be attacks, you'll be destroyed in the end, but you will energize the next group of leaders to defeat the globalists. Crank it up. That's the real power of InfoWars. It's inspiration. Idiots. Every symbol he is. It's like, oh, that's a culture. I take back the V. I take back the sunrise. I take back the rainbow. I take back the star. I take back the cross. Bull! It's your intent that matters. But Winston Churchill flashed the V, it was for victory. All right, Paul Joseph Watson's coming up. You knew it was coming, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I was in an airport flying back from doing Joe Rogan's podcast in L.A. And it was early morning. I was getting some breakfast, waiting for the flight. And I heard that song come on. I'm like, man, what's that band? Who is that? That's from like 10 years ago. I'm like, oh, Matthew Bellamy. I talked to him on a bunch of the phone. He came on the show a few times. He listened to the show every day. He said, you inspired me to write this whole album, these songs. You know, Billy Corgan still is a fan. I inspired like four or five of his albums. He's a great guy. And I'm not bragging about that, but I'm saying it's continually going back and seeing how we, that's all of us, you, have been the epicenter of the change. I'm a train wreck. Sometimes I'm unlistenable. It doesn't matter. We have been anointed by God for this mission. And I knew it 30 years ago. I had to get on air. 25 years ago, I got on air. And I knew the mission was, I'm not going to be the leader. I don't want to be the leader. I'm preparing the way for the leaders. God was so clear. You will prepare the way for the leaders. You will lay the ground. You will take on the enemy. You will awaken the people. You will be the Paul Revere. And you will get other Paul Reveres to take action. And I just, and God literally told me, you execute this operation, if you're willing to get destroyed in the end, you will carry this out and we will win. And it's happened. It is a William Barrett Travis type mission. That's a good point. I'm not bragging about this, folks. The enemy knows the office that we're all in, the office you're in as Americans, to the whole world. A message of freedom, a message the enemy wants to snuff out. This is powerful. And everything you do, like a rock in a pond, changes the world. You think big tech wants to silence you to make you feel weak? You're not weak because they've silenced you. You're powerful. That's why they've silenced you, because you love God and justice. All right, Keith, sorry I'm ranting. Finish up your point about big tech. How should the president counter? How should we counter?
I think he's definitely needs to do something, hopefully by the end of this year, because, you know, the election's next year. I know he planned on wait until after the election, but he better not, because we need all to need InfoWars.
No, the media is saying he's ahead in the polls. He was always ahead in the polls. The fact that they're saying he's invincible is to make him go to sleep. He knows that. He said the only way the Democrats can win is cheating. He knows that. Well, they're going to cheat, Mr. President. So you better give it to him with both political barrels now. Strike now. No more waiting.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for taking my call. Everybody buy his products, keep them online, and take care, Alex.
Just keep us on air long enough to complete the mission. And I know we'll be here a while longer. But, and I don't just say this. People have heard me say this for like 15 years. God told me you will be destroyed in the end. I mean, that means physically. That doesn't mean I will be. I'm not trying to make this come true. I just have known this. God said, you're going to do all this, but you're going to have to go through a lot of pain, and it's going to get real bad. But in the end, you're going to salt the earth. And that means our whole audience. Looks like you've gone through a lot. This is a mission. This is a good mission. And we take the power from the enemy when they bankrupt us or kill us or imprison us, when we still do it for God and the unborn, for what's right. We circumnavigate their fraud and their worldly system and say, we don't care about what you do to this body. It's the soul right here that matters forever. All right, let's go back to the calls here. This is epic stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Epic times to be alive. Incredible times to be alive. Who's been holding longest now? Let's go to Bob in New York. Bob, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome, brother.
God bless you, man. God bless you, your staff. And thank you so much for the resources that you commit to this whole thing. That's really something that people don't.
It's your resources, brother. I'm just trying to be a good steward of them.
Yeah, you know, I support you. I buy a lot of stuff, but I didn't want to talk about that. I mean, I wanted to talk to you about a couple things. I mean, Duke, when you had David Duke on, I can't believe you gave him that much airtime. He just kept digging a hole for himself. And then when you went on Piers Morgan, I was like, that's how we're supposed to go on television. You're supposed to just take over the airways. And that's the importance of freedom of speech. I mean, if they take away your voice, you can't do that.
Well, I mean, I went to Duke to have him on because they were asking to come on the same way I went to Farrakhan to try to, like, create racial unity. And I was, like, saying, really, shouldn't we just, you know, the average Jew is not to get you, the average black person. And I was just like, you know, this is all programmed. He was robotic and wouldn't listen to me. Farrakhan was like, absolutely, let's do it all. That's why they ignored the Farrakhan interview and promoted the Duke interview. And I'm not promoting Farrakhan because he's black and Duke's a white guy. Duke's a very well-spoken, very smart guy. The point is that it was very synthetic. It was like I was talking to a robot.
I know. And, you know, now we're at the point, though, if they cut off Twitter or if Facebook goes down for a little while, I mean, they can really enact like Operation Gladio in a bad way. And, you know, I mean, you're talking about 8 minutes of something being misconstrued or delayed, I mean, or a day or 3 hours, you know, they can really do start a race war.
That's their plan, and Farrakhan's worried about that.
Yeah.
And they take things he says out of context. And I'm not defending everything he ever said. I don't defend everything I ever said. But with Farrakhan, he had a very strong will, very loving, and you couldn't help but one of the most, probably the most charming person. Because you're one of those people that have those presence. And, you know, he's an old guy now, still had a very powerful presence. And he was, he was looking for me for leadership and like how to stop a race war. I was just there listening to him. And at the end, he was kind of frustrated because I didn't tell him what I thought he should do. But it's kind of hard. You're sitting there with like a guy like that telling him what he should do. That's why I'm going to go meet with Farrakhan again and have a real meeting with him. And again, I'm not defending some things he said. Some of it's out of context. The point is he is not even a closeted Trump supporter. He told me point blank. And I said, is that for public consumption? He said, yeah. But he said, I'll support Trump in some of his aspects. He does the right thing. I know the enemy hates him. But he thought that I could get a message to Trump. And the times I talked to Trump, I never brought up Louis Farrakhan. But imagine if Louis Farrakhan came out and supported Trump. You know, they didn't just throw him in as a token other person, you know, leftist or whatever, to make it look like the band wasn't of conservatives. They know he's behind Kanye West, going public. I let out something big there. That's who's behind it. It's Louis Farrakhan. They know Louis Farrakhan is changing with the times. That means he's selling out. And I'm not even defending Louis Farrakhan. I'm saying the enemy with their AI computers and their you-know-what systems have sat there and portended Jones must be shut down, Farrakhan must be shut down, Watson must be shut down. All the wild cards. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'll go back to more calls.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.